Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Hey, so listen, something last night happened. I don't impart like valuable life lessons upon everyone because I'm not, you know, a philosopher or anything like that. I certainly don't pretend to be Plato. And I've got so many flaws in my life that who the hell am I to impart life lessons? But something happened yesterday in the NCAA tournament. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. Something happened yesterday, and I really feel like it's important. I talked to it quickly about you. And folks, the narrative for the election surprise I warned you about, 2024, is already here. So get ready. Big show today. Folks, now that we're launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch yet, until March 31st, you can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. I had a lot of coffee this morning, so bear with me. Tony's like, come on hot today. All you need is to stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Dan and use offer code SPRING24. That's SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. It means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting a company that believes in free speech, religious freedom, Second Amendment, our military, the sanctity of life, veteran, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. So get your free month of service today, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service when you use the offer code SPRING24, that's SPRING24, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT. Joe's out today, so we're going to get right to the show. Listen, Tony, you got to give me your honest opinion after this and tell me if this is worthwhile, because you know me the least amount of time, but you know, we spent a lot of time together. So, you know, I'm not Socrates, or if you watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Socrates. Okay. And I'm a sinner, man. I've screwed up so much stuff in my life. I try not to do this too often and give you guys like, you know, life tips and stuff, because it's kind of dumb. Like, who the hell cares? Because I'm a mediocre guy. I am. I'm a total mediocrity. You're not supposed to say that, Dan. You're supposed to say you're some outstanding superstar guy, and we should watch your show. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not here to bullshit you. I'm a mediocre guy. I am not particularly fast. I can't hit for power. Just reading back to when I went to baseball camp when I was younger. My fielding skills were mediocre. I think the highest I tapped out on the jugs gun was like 79 miles an hour. I really couldn't, you know, gauge fly balls too well, but I worked really hard. My IQ was average. I scored, I think, about 1100 on the SAT. That was it. Nothing great. Nothing amazing. I've had pretty standard jobs, police officer, and yeah, Secret Service agent is cool, but I mean, it's a great job, but you don't have to be a neuroscientist to do it. Why do I bring that up? Because something amazing happened yesterday, and I feel like it's just a golden opportunity to talk to you all out there about how a mediocre guy like me, an absolute mediocrity, and I have no problem telling you that at all, how a guy like me thinks, at least, I got here. I want to play this for you first. So this is the NCAA tournament's going on right now. For those of you who aren't familiar with sports, you don't have to be. I promise you, this is not a sports segment. However, I am repping Auburn basketball. I love my man, Bruce Pearl. I'm a huge Auburn fan, War Eagle. They play today at 4:00. So good luck to them against Yale. But this is not a sports show. There was a huge upset yesterday. It happens every year in the NCAA basketball tournament. Oakland, no basketball powerhouse. I mean, Tony, you're not a huge sport, but we can all agree, right? Like, you got Duke, North Carolina. You don't really have Oakland. Well, yeah, Oakland, exactly. Oakland beat Kentucky. Kentucky is like a legendary basketball program, okay? Kentucky was good this year, too. I was at the game where they beat Auburn. They kicked our asses by 20 points. Kentucky, in a massive upset, lost to Oakland. And a player who was recruited by almost no one, a guy by the name of Jack Golke, who used to drive Ubers around University of Michigan. I only say that because it's not a bad thing. It's just that's what he did to make money. Absolutely went off yesterday. He scored 30 plus points and hit 10 three-pointers. That never happens. But I want you to listen to what he said after the game, because they were a massive underdog. And I thought of a lesson I gotta get out of this. But listen to his comments after the game. This is glorious. Check this out.
Obviously, we come in, we're the underdog by all measures, but you just gotta, as a player, you can't think that way. You gotta go out there and you gotta think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
I'm going to tell you a lesson I learned about, a lot of lessons I learned about life, but the most important about hard work. I drew this up for you. Tony was like, what the hell is he doing before the show? I came up late. Sorry, I wasn't in the chat early. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff today. Not bad stuff, but just busy with other things. So I had to get ready. So I drew this little chart up. Can you see that? I'm going to translate this chart for you. So you've got the talented guy, right? You've got your guys who were born fast, super smart. They can shoot three-pointers just because they have better neuromuscular connections. Here's your talented guy. Here's your hard worker. How is it that a genetically talented guy, i.e. the Kentucky team, these people were born with on that team, ready to play basketball. The other guy freely admits, like, hey, man, we may not be, but we're just really hard workers. How is it that hard workers beat out talented guys more often than not? It's my entire life story, folks, because here's my little chart here. And again, this is totally unscientific. Here's the talented guy's ceiling. It's high, right? It's higher than the hardworking guy's ceiling. Higher, you see it? Higher, lower, higher, lower. So how is it a guy with such a high talent ceiling because of good genes? How is it that they lose to the hard worker? Because the hard worker is working at 95% of his potential, which is lower than this guy's. However, many talented guys, because they're talented, don't do shit. And they don't practice, and they're lazy, and I'm not suggesting that Kentucky, they beat Auburn. They just had a bad night. But this does happen. And this guy made me think of this. A lot of talented guys, because they're talented, they only work at 50%. So if you notice, 95% of the hard worker guy's talent is more than, say, 50% of the talented guy's talent. So on any given night, they can win. Why did I put that out there? Because you have no bullshit excuses, no one. If a total mediocrity like me, absolute mediocrity, can do what we did, all of us did together here, and build this enormous show, then I'm sorry, but you, your kids, your daughters, your sons, those watching, you guys have no excuse. No excuse. And again, this isn't a lecture. You all are successful, hardworking people. I'm talking to the people out there who are tuning in for the first time, and they're like, man, how did a mediocrity like Bongino wind up? I love it that these media figures were melting down about me yesterday, sweating me all day yesterday. Some local asshole at the Palm Beach Post lost his mind. I love it that they sweat me every day because they say the same thing. How does a mediocrity like that guy keep beating me? The answer is because you were talented, but you're a bum. You work at 50% of your status, and I'm untalented. I'm a mediocrity at best, but I get everything out of my mediocrity, and my 95% is better than you, you freaking bum, and you're 50%. That's why. On any given day, you can beat these guys at anything. The 1980 U.S. hockey team that beat the Russians, the examples are everywhere, and you're going to see it in this tournament. Do not think because you didn't score a 1600 SAT, you don't run a 4-4, and you can't throw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball or hit a Mariah Carey note, that you can't make it. You can. You got to bust your ass, though, and the other guy doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't have to bust his ass. He's talented. You know what? 50% of him is going to work 50% of the time for him. 50% of you is only going to work 2% of the time. Don't ever take no for an answer. Don't let anyone talk you out of stuff. I'm not going to give you some bullshit fairy tale. You can do anything. You can't do anything. I couldn't play center field for the Yankees, okay? I wasn't good enough. But I found something else in my 95% work. And yours will work too. All right. I'm not sure how well that goes over with my audience. Probably here for the politics. Probably like, yeah, shut up. Just get back to the show. But thank people in the chat. I love stuff like that. Upset stories. World is not a simple place, man. What's in your gene code will always be overridden by your grit and your hard work. All right. So we titled the show today, the 2024 election narrative is here. As we says, I tell Joe to unflag it, but you're not here today. What did I tell you? I said they're already getting ready for this 2024 election surprise. When's it going to pop, folks? Probably in October, which is right before what? The November election. The fairy tale's going to come out. It's going to be some Russian collusion thing. The intel community is going to say the Hunter laptop is from Russia. I told you this was going to happen, and it's already here. The plan, I love it when they tell you the plan in advance and give you time to prep. Susan Rice, yes, that's Susan Rice, from the Obama administration, PP hoaxer, Benghazi hoaxer, Susan Rice, who has no human dignity whatsoever, won on cable news the other day, I think it's from CNN, and she already outed the plan. I told you this was going to happen. They were going to create a financial crisis for Donald Trump, try to steal his money and his property, and then they were going to say, oh, look, Donald Trump could profit from Russia or China. He needs the money right now. Think about it. What a disgusting, evil, but elegant scam on their part. Steal Donald Trump's money, take all his buildings, and then as he's running for office, claim he's a national security risk because he could be bribed by Russia. Folks, these people don't have an ounce of human dignity at all, but the one thing about them is they're freaking stupid and they started it early. So now you know. Here, listen to this.
Problem and pattern here is that we have somebody who clearly doesn't put the interests of the United States ahead of his own personal interests. That's the fundamental problem. And when that is the case, the United States is deeply vulnerable to manipulation and exploitation by our adversaries with whom he seems to be most comfortable. So this is really something that people need to be mindful of. He is telling us exactly what he intends to do. And what he intends to do is absolutely antithetical to the national security interests of the United States and fundamentally dangerous.
Folks, these people, however much you can't stand these people, I promise you it isn't enough. Everything they do is tactical. You don't have to like them. You know, I don't. Matter of fact, I recommend you don't like them. However, you damn well better respect them. Everything they do is done tactically. This is why I tell you with these bullshit Republicans who wanted to kick George Santos out of Congress, oh, we got to take the high road. Against these evil SOBs, are you kidding me? What high road is there to take? They bankrupted Donald Trump, or they're trying to, for a reason. They wanted to set up their 2024 surprise, and it's going to be something to the effect of Donald Trump doesn't want to fund the Ukraine war because Vladimir Putin, there's a lucrative deal in it for him in Russia, and he's going to get a bunch of money because he's bankrupt. Everything they do is tactical. You wait, you're going to hear it. Security risk. He's profiting from backing Vladimir Putin. Get ready for it right now. Get ready to fight back and do exactly what you did with Bloodbathgate. You defeated them. You knocked them down. You kneecapped them right away. Bloodbathgate went nowhere because of you, because you were ready on social media to fire back and do what? Destroy their narrative and make fun of them. They're going to do it again. Susan Rice is an evil person. She is doing what she did with the pee-pee hoax, with Benghazi, where she disgraced their memories and went on TV and blamed it on a video. This is who Susan Rice is. She is a woman with zero human dignity at all. Whenever they need someone to go out and do a hatchet job, make something up, fabricate a fairy tale, destroy someone's life and reputation and their family, they use Susan Rice. Why? Because she has no dignity. She doesn't care. This is a person with no moral code whatsoever. When I saw Susan Rice yesterday in that clip, ladies and gentlemen, before I even listened to it, I knew the narrative war was starting. Get ready. I warned you. The election surprise is already here. Donald Trump's, quote, bankruptcy is going to be a national security risk. He could be bribed. Get ready for it. I got a lot to get to, folks. There's two reasons they're panicking today. There's a lot of reasons they're panicking over Trump. But if I had to gauge it, and in this hour I have with you today, pre-radio show on the podcast, if I had to gauge the two and triage the two most important reasons the left are freaking out right now about Donald Trump and why the polls aren't going the way they are, it's two reasons. It's the minority vote right now, and it's third-party candidates. Folks, if the minority vote, Black, Hispanic voters, Asian voters, continues to flow in the direction of Donald Trump, which we're seeing now, you understand me? There's absolutely no math for Joe Biden to win. There is no math. The math doesn't work. If the Democrats don't get 80 to 85% of the Black vote and 65% of the Hispanic vote, listen to me. There is absolutely no math for them to win. It doesn't matter what happens with other voters. Donald Trump's base plus those minority voters are your 51% or your plurality with a third party. Everybody get what I'm saying? Because if you don't get it, I can't move forward. The minority vote to the Democrats is the number one reason they're hitting the panic button and Susan Rice is on TV outing the election narrative this early at the end of March. They don't know what else to do. The third party candidacy of No Labels and RFK is the second most important reason they're panicking. And both of them involve simple math. Now, you guys ready? I'm going to let you in on something more in this show that yesterday made all the sense in the world for reasons I'll explain later. The Ken Buck resignation from Congress ties into this too. Wait, what the hell does that have to do with a third-party candidate minority voters? No, no. It's math. Stay tuned. First, let's stick with this minority voter thing. I want to play this clip from CNN. Here is CNN acknowledging in full panic mode that there is not a single mathematical equation on planet Earth that will save Joe Biden if Hispanic and Black voters continue to go the way they're going for Donald Trump. There's no math for them to win, and they know it. This is CNN acknowledging the hard reality of 2+2=4. Check this out.
You might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's remarks, right? Ain't the case. If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration? Overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right?
Folks, in the greatest dipsy-doo flipperoo of all time, the immigration issue, which the Democrats ran on for years thinking it would appeal to a Hispanic audience, has totally flipped on its head. The red flag came out. They went under the hood for review and they figured out, holy shit, Hispanic and Black voters don't like an uncontrolled open border and illegal immigration, illegal immigrants piling across the border in droves. They don't like it. Gee, I wonder why. Folks, what are campaigns? What are they? Yes, sir. Snapshots and sound bites. That's all campaigns are. No, Dan, they're not. Stop. Political campaigns are snapshots and sound bites. You are a very wired in, read in audience. You guys probably read white papers and Wall Street Journal op-eds and stuff. Most Americans are working for a living. That's what they do. They don't have time. They've got to take care of their kids and survive. They see snapshots and sound bites. They see a picture. Oh, that looks cool. Donald Trump's strong. And they see a little sound bite. That's it. You think campaigns are anything else? You're on the wrong show. That's why this is so damaging. You see these videos yesterday at the border? Snapshots. Here's the beginning of this. Oh, look, let's rush the border at the gate. Oh my gosh, National Guard here. You think this appeals to Hispanic, Black, and Asian voters? You think they want to see this? Hat tip, DC Drano, James Breeden here on X. Oh, here's another one. Look at this. Here's our border. That's the United States. We've got a group of people like, yeah, man, we're just going to come in. But you can't come in. This is the United States. It's not a port of entry. Doesn't matter. Here we go. Let me assault this guy. There you go. Running, hey, they're pushing the National Guard guy. Oh, look, I'm going to get through. Oh, look. Let's just rush the United States. Wow. Look at that. The Democrats, just to be clear, moron Democrats and media people. You think you're going to blame that on Trump or the Republicans? That's it. You think you're going to blame that on Trump? The guy who ran on the what? Tony, it's called what? A soundbite? We just said soundbite. What was Donald Trump's soundbite? It was build the wall. You're going to blame that on Donald Trump. They run up against a wall so they can't get any further that Donald Trump wanted to build. And you think you're going to blame that on Donald Trump? And you think that's working? You think that may have something to do with the fact that Hispanic and black voters aren't buying your bullshit anymore? I want you to watch Joe Scarborough. Look at this. Check this out. Look at that. You think that appeals to? You think black and Hispanic voters are going, yeah, more of that. Snapshots and sound bites, Daddy-O. Until you understand that, you'll never understand politics. That's all it is. That's all it is. And that snapshot, so destructive, you have no idea. How do I know? Because Joe Scarborough at Meathead and MSNBC had a total meltdown this morning. And yes, tried to blame it on Donald Trump. I'll play that for you in a second. Tony got ahead of me, America First Tax Group, but I get the point. I'm running over a little late. Thank you, Tony, for the hint. Are you an individual? No, it's all right. I need to take a break. Are you an individual or business owner facing the heavy burden of back taxes, levies, or wage garnishments? So many of life's challenges can take a toll on your financial well-being and your ability to keep up with taxes. Visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino and get help today. The IRS has eliminated over $1 billion in tax penalties and interest for back taxes. America First Tax Group is here to help you claim your share of the billions in tax relief before the IRS can claim the government share. Go to AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. The IRS has a lot of people working to collect your money, but it's time to turn the tables. America First Tax Group is a full-service tax boutique that puts clients first. They understand the stress of dealing with tax problems, and they'll be your guide through the process. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. Visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino or call America First Tax Group at 800-507-0466. That's 800-507-0466. Thanks, America First Tax Group. Appreciate it. Here's how I know how destructive. See, Joe Scarborough, one thing, folks, I know, you know, Morning Joe, I get it. The guy's not sane. Like, I totally understand. But we have to be candid, okay? You got me? Can we like zone in on each other for a minute? Scarborough's not stupid either. Scarborough was in politics. He's not a dumb guy. He may be insane with his politics, but he's not stupid. He's managed to make quite a career out of being a chameleon. Scarborough understands, because he does have his finger on the pulse of lefty politics. He understands that snapshot is one of the most destructive things that can happen right now to Joe Biden. And he's a Biden sycophant, but he's not dumb. So Joe Scarborough tried this morning. He's trying to turn this thing around and make it about Donald Trump because he knows how damaging it is. The problem is the snapshot is bad, but Scarborough doesn't understand the second part of the political equation, which is what? Again, snapshots and soundbites. Say it again, folks. Say it again. When you understand it, you'll never lose. He's forgetting the soundbite. Donald Trump ran on the immigration issue, and the immigration issue was under control under Donald Trump. You trying to turn it around and make it against the build the wall guy is ridiculous. Nobody's buying the bullshit, but watch him try. Check this
out. Donald Trump said, blame me. So yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson for following your orders. We're blaming Republicans who begged for a tough border bill, but like the Wall Street Journal editorial page said, couldn't take yes for an answer. So yes, there is an onslaught in the southern border still. And it's all Donald Trump's fault.
Listen, man, I got to laugh. You can get angry all you want, Joe. And again, I respect the guy's political acumen. I don't respect him. I don't like him. I think he's just kind of a dork. I saw him one time on a plane and he's just like a tool. But he's not stupid. He's doing this for a reason. He understands that snapshot of a border invasion is one of the most destructive things that'll happen in this entire cycle. He's just forgetting the soundbites portion. You are never going to beat Donald Trump to build a wall guy on immigration. You can try all you want. It's like trying to, it's why Rhino Republicans are hated by the base. Trying to outspend Democrats and become more liberal than liberals is never going to work with us. Him trying to flip this image around and make this about Trump is an absolute total loser. And them trying to make it a race issue is even more hilariously stupid. I want you to listen to this from Tucker. Tucker gave a speech, I think it was in Texas, but this is a really fascinating point he makes. Tucker's a pretty deep guy, especially on the immigration issue. They always want to make and paint, of course, everybody out on the right to be racist. Nobody listens anymore. Everybody knows it's ridiculous and stupid. The party of equal rights for everyone is the Republican Party. It's always been the Republican Party. I don't blame Democrats for their being the party of the Ku Klux Klan in the past because those people are dead and you're not responsible for the sins of your father. However, that is a fact. The party of de jure and de facto racism has been the Democrat Party. That's just a fact, folks, okay? You can run from it all you want. It's absolutely true. The Republican Party has always been the party of liberty and freedom for all. Always. And you should be proud of that. Tucker brings up a fascinating point that I got to tell you I've never heard before. How is it that two states that are both pretty diverse when it comes to things that matter to the left, skin color, ethnic origin, religion. You've got two states. Texas has a really large Hispanic population. Anybody in the chat doubt that? Texas has, but so does California. But how is it that one state's doing really well? There's a lot of racial harmony and you've got a lot of Hispanic Republicans. And yet one liberal state is a total mess. Yet they're probably just about as diverse, roughly. How is that? Maybe liberalism is the problem. Not race or ethnic origin. Listen to this.
So what I don't understand is, why does nobody say this? It's because they feel guilty and they don't want to feel dirty or naughty or racist. It's not about race. It's about who has a right to live here. Well, Americans do. Who has a right to decide who else lives here? Americans do. And I feel like Texas is especially susceptible to this because Texas has such a long history of people from different parts of the world living together in total harmony. A state like California had massive demographic change and it completely destroyed the state. And I would talk to in the town that my brother and I grew up in, the county we grew up in, we couldn't live there now. The state's insane. It was the best state, the richest state, the most functioning state, best infrastructure, best schools. It's at the bottom for all of those. You can't live there unless you're really rich. And I'm not there, so I'm not living there. I would talk to my cousins in Texas and they would say, we've got, you know, multicultural. We've got different cultures living here, but our Texans with Hispanic last names have been here for 300 years and we all get along. And I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. And I still think that. I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Folks, that is an absolutely brilliant point. The Democrats and their nonsense racist narratives against conservatives, just laugh at them. They are stupid, fabricated, made up garbage, bullshit nonsense. It's not an accident that as the South in the United States became more diverse and more, it became more Republican. If Republicans were the party of racism, how is it that when racism started to lose its hold over the South became more Republican? Does that even make any sense? If Republicans were racist, more Republicans would be more racism, not less dipshits on the left. And how is it that a state that has a rather large Hispanic population is also the largest Republican state, Texas? So weird. I thought they were racist or something. Maybe it's you liberal morons. That's where all the racism seems to be going. You want reparations in California. Oh my gosh, we have so much racism. We need reparations. Really? You liberals can speak for yourself. We don't have that here in Florida. We have a large Cuban, Venezuelan, Puerto Rican, Black population, Haitian population in Florida. We don't have any problem. We're good. We're good. We don't need you idiots. Thanks. We're good. Most important part of the show is coming up next. Folks, I figured something out last night. And you know, when a light bulb goes off in my head, like I'm ready to totally rock and roll. Ken Buck's resignation from Congress, the Republican, and his threat that there are three others getting ready to leave, which could potentially hand the speaker's gavel to Democrat Hakeem Jeffries right before the election. I get it now. Now I see why the Democrats are freaking out about a third party candidate. I am begging you, please get your friends and get them to join this show because now you'll see what's really going on. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm going to tell you this and you're going to know I'm right. Folks, Beams Dream Powder, as you can tell, I slept like a champion last night. This is their cinnamon cocoa. Stuff is absolutely delicious. If you're having trouble sleeping, try this stuff out. You tried other sleep supplements with no success. Beam Stream Powder will revolutionize your nighttime routine. Well, what is it? It's a hot cocoa for sleep. It's right here in this packet. Could transform your nights. You know me, Dream has been a game changer. I had a really hard time sleeping, especially deep sleep. But folks, that's when your brain and everything, it heals. Go look, the inflammation, all that. You need deep sleep. Get a special discount on Beam Stream Powder, their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. If you wear one of these rings or watches, you'll see, like, just watch your sleep. You'll see the difference. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, very important, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Please look that stuff up, too. These are great compounds and molecules. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. Tastes delicious. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? Probably do. Give it a shot. Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shop, B-E-A-M. Shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. And our last spot, and I get back to this. You know I love the sauna. I'm obsessed with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been taking this thing on the road with me, the sauna blanket. In these crazy days, you got to recharge. And you got to get your body prepped for prime time. And the best way to do it is one of my favorite products from Bone Charge, the infrared sauna blanket. I'm obsessed with it. I have one I take on the road with me. It's amazing. Helps me ease stress. You know the power of sauna. Look it up. These people who sauna, there was just a big study on it. I think it's like something like 30 minutes a couple times a week. You can check it out yourself. It'll help you break a sweat, remove some of that garbage from your body. It sets up in less than a minute, the sauna blanket. It heats fast. I relax and I just let the heat kind of just make me feel good. I use a 30-minute session. I've been doing it 4 or 5 times a week. I kid you not, the sauna blanket from Bone Charge is a game changer. You got to try it. Bone Charge ships worldwide. The sauna blanket ships free. It's no hidden costs. Plus, Bone Charge offers a 30-day free trial with easy returns or exchanges and a 12-month warranty. Relax, revitalize, and refresh with Bone Charge and the sauna blanket. Head on over to bonecharge.com/Bongino and use code Bongino to save 15%. That's Bone Charge, B-O-N-C-H-A-R-G-E, bonecharge.com/Bongino and use code Bongino to save 15%. That's over $100 off. Thanks, Bone Charge. All right, now you ready? Listen. Folks, I had said to you a while back, Tony, you remember, you were here for this. I know Joe certainly remembers, even though he's not here today. I said this. I'm not into the whole like PSYOP thing. Everybody, it's a PSYOP, it's a PSYOP. Some stuff is a PSYOP. But if there was ever a PSYOP going on against you, it was the PSYOP to tell you that RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, that his entrance into the presidential political race was going to hurt Donald Trump. Tony, as the audience ombudsman, you got to follow me. And if this don't make sense, you got to let me know. All I heard was, Dan, stop talking about RFK. I don't support RFK. At all. I support Trump. I have a political podcast. He's running for president. It's a freaking story. I'm going to cover it. Honestly, that's what I do. It's not a sports show. Although Auburn basketball, it's not a sports show. RFK is a real political story. There are swing states. He's pulling 10% of the vote. That's a huge story, folks. It's not you, by the way, but so many people reached out. Stop promoting this guy. Don't tell me what to do with my show ever. Number one. But second, I'm not promoting anything. I'm covering a legitimate candidate. And I knew something was up because the people who were kind of dropping these hints were total swampies. And I'm like, something's going on here, folks. These aren't Republicans who want RFK out of the race. These are anti-Trump swampies who are trying to help Biden by getting RFK out of the race. Do you remember me telling you this? And then the polls showed I was right. RFK is pulling votes from Biden. Very few from Trump. You think a guy with the last name Kennedy, I mean, synonymous with Democrats, correct? Does anybody think the Kennedy last name and go, oh shit, Republican? No, nobody does that. Okay, no one. He is going to pull from Biden. He's going to crush Biden. And now I see why the Biden team is panicking. I told you there were two reasons. The first one was a minority vote. The second one is a third party candidate. No Trump supporter is voting for Kennedy. If there was ever a PSYOP, this is it. Here, I'm going to show you right now. Always bring receipts. Here's Peppermint Patty, Jen Psaki on MSNBC. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to be honest. Oh, RFK's probably not going to pull from Trump. Probably going to pull from... Listen to how she's kind of freaked out about RFK now polling double digits in swing states because she knows what I've been telling you forever. I will never abandon you and I will never bullshit you. RFK pulls from the Democrats, not from us. Don't push this guy out of the race. Listen to Peppermint Patty and you'll see what I mean.
These third party candidates are a huge, huge, huge problem. And there's a number of them. If you look at RFK Jr., it's the name recognition issue, as Tom was just talking about. And there are still states in this country, obviously, I mean, Georgia is one of them I will name, where the Kennedy name is beloved, right? Where people may just not right. still, where they may just not know a lot about the fact that he is an anti-vaxxer who's a conspiracy theorist. They don't know that yet. So this is something, there is an aggressive effort that the campaign has been working with the Democratic National Committee on to run on this, but it needs to be broad. People need to be shouting it from the rooftops because this is the one of the biggest threats to Joe Biden being reelected is these third party candidates.
Did I not tell you? Remember all those articles? RFK, you Republicans better get him out of the race. He's going to destroy Trump. Really? Does that sound like this? You think, why didn't Jen Psaki say it? Because now they're freaked out. Now they're freaked out because this guy's going to be on ballots in swing states. I thought he was going to hurt Trump. See how many suckers fell for that stupid narrative? What did she say? She said exactly what I told you 3 months ago. His last name is Kennedy. It might as well be Obama. You think Republicans are going to go, oh, let me vote for Kennedy. Oh, yeah, Dan, anti-Trump Republicans. Exactly. They were never voting for Trump anyway. Why do you care? This guy is going to destroy Biden. I'm telling you right now, if the minority vote polls are correct and Bobby Kennedy is on even 10 or 15 states and a few of them swing states, Joe Biden is going to get destroyed. What does this have to do with Ken Buck? Stay tuned. I figured something out last night. I promise I get to it. I'm not steering. We got to set this up slow. Does this make sense now too? Something else I told you about? Fox News, RFK Jr.'s racking up million plus in debt with a private security firm as Joe Biden ignores his pleas for Secret Service protection. Folks, I was an agent for over a decade. That Bobby Kennedy does not have a Secret Service detail and Nikki Haley does is an absolute disgrace. This guy is a legitimate candidate. I do not support him. I support Donald Trump, but he deserves to be heard. I am a free speech absolutist. His stances on vaccines and others, you don't have to agree with them. He is not, however, a conspiracy theorist. He is a guy who is willing to speak openly about controversial issues, and the blob doesn't like that. The reason they're withholding Secret Service protection, I'm sure of it, is because the DHS and Alejandro Mayorkas want to bankrupt this guy's campaign. Because now he's got to pay, as I told you was going to happen, exorbitant amounts of money to keep himself from getting killed on the campaign trail. This is all being, if this guy gets hurt, Alejandro Mayorkas better be hauled in front of Congress the next day. He is a legitimate presidential candidate. How the hell did you give a Secret Service detail to Nikki Haley, who had not a chance in Hades of winning, but he doesn't get it? Now let's get to the real meat and potatoes. Ladies and gentlemen, is Ken Buck, Republican congressman who resigned suspiciously early, is he involved in a major scandal? Now, Ken Buck has said, not my words, his, that I'm not the only one resigning, that he knows of, he says, three other people thinking about leaving. Now, I know he did it to screw over Lauren Boebert, who's a MAGA-type candidate in Colorado. But let me tell you why. Now I'm pretty convinced Ken Buck and these others may be involved in an even bigger scandal. Play him an intellectual game for me. Remember War Games? Tony, remember Shall We Play? Tony's at my age. He's younger than me, so I can never have this conversation. Let's play a little game. What happens if Bobby Kennedy is in the race? And let's say he's pulling double digits. Let's say in a state like, say, a Colorado or something, that's a traditionally red, one to purple, and is now probably a reasonably solid blue state. Let's say in Colorado, Bobby Kennedy starts polling around 30%. Now, for liberals out there who are kind of morons, That means there's only, you know, about 70% of the vote up for grabs, because 30 minus 100. I know you're confused, but Bobby Kennedy starts pulling out a third of the vote. That means Bobby Kennedy could win a state like Colorado. Maybe, I'm not, but it could happen. If Bobby Kennedy gets some momentum like Ross Perot does and starts taking away traditionally blue states from Joe Biden, but Donald Trump then doesn't get to 270 either because of the third party candidacy. Well, what happens if no one gets to 270? Folks, I don't want to, you know, this isn't Charlie Brown Encyclopedia. I know you all are really smart, but to win the presidency, you need 270 electoral votes. Electoral votes are delegated by states. It's the number of congressmen in the state plus their two senators. You have to get to 270. Therefore, bigger states, obviously with more congressmen, House of Representatives, have more electoral votes. What if Bobby Kennedy were to like win California or something like that? What if Bobby Kennedy were to take a couple swing states? Well, I pulled this article from The Hill, which I don't particularly like The Hill, but this is a decent article by Doug McKinnon. It's from March of this year. And he says, well, what happens if no candidate gets to 270? Say Donald Trump gets to 265, Bobby Kennedy, whatever, gets 20 or 30, and Joe Biden gets, I don't know, 240 or something. Does nobody win the presidency? How does that work? Well, here's how it works. If no candidate receives a majority of electoral votes, the presidential election leaves the Electoral College process, oh, it does, and moves to Congress. Wow. The House of Representatives elects the president from the three presidential candidates who received the most electoral votes. That would be Trump, Biden, and Bobby Kennedy, if this were to happen. Each state delegation has one vote. Every state gets one vote. And it's up to the individual states to determine how to vote. A candidate must receive at least 26 votes to be elected. Why 26? Tony, liberals are confused. Because we have 50 states. Liberals still don't get it. That's more than that's 20, you know, half of 50, 25. Folks, I'm sorry. There are liberals watching. Each state gets one vote, but it's up to the states to determine how to vote. What does this have to do with Ken Buck? Ladies and gentlemen, if each state does what I think they're going to do and what they've done in the past, where the House of Representatives, the congressmen within the state, say each cast a vote and majority wins, if three or four congressional members were to leave, that would mean Democrat members of the House of Representatives would be picking the next president if no one gets a 270. Oh, really? Holy shit. That sounds like it could be a major scandal. I'm going to throw this out there because I understand for my critics, and I have many, which I adore. Thank you for keeping me in the news all the time. The chances of this are probably less than 5%. But ladies and gentlemen, in 2016, there was a headline in the Washington Post that Donald Trump's chances of winning, the article is written in the Washington Post by Chris Saliza, I encourage you to look it up right now if you think I'm kidding, were zero. And Donald Trump won. Bobby Kennedy is moving up in the polls. The chances of someone not getting to 270 and the House of Representatives picking the next president is very real. It's not a 50% chance. It's a small one, granted. But folks, the reason The Hill wrote that article is because it's not insignificant. So why would Ken Buck and three other members of Congress be leaving? Maybe because they don't want to vote for Donald Trump. And maybe they want to clean a pathway in case this third party candidate or no labels gets in and the thing goes to the House and they want the House of Representatives to be dominated by Democrats right before election. Let me ask you something in the chat. You think I'm nuts? Seriously. So this show's for you. You think I'm crazy? I'm really curious. Because these guys in Congress, why would three people, Republicans, tell Ken Buck they were thinking about leaving before November? Why? What other reason would you have other than to keep Donald Trump out of the presidency if the race goes to the House? Why? Thank you. No, not crazy. Of course, we get a few F notes in there. Nope. Thank you, guys. I don't like, you know, look at you, Tony. Getting all slick. He's pulling like yeast tricks out now. Blackmail. Look at this. No, yes. You all know I'm not nuts. The Hill wrote that article because this is very real. You keep your eye on these mystery three Republicans thinking about leaving. I want you to ask them if they're in your district. Why did you leave early in case this race goes to the House so you could keep Trump out? Tony, you think I'm nuts? I should ask you first. Yeah, thank you. Tony doesn't think I'm crazy either. Folks, also, I need you to be, this is an important part too. Listen, seriously, this is like super important for us. The Democrats' two concerns I just covered, the minority vote, number one, and second, the third party candidate. Now you know why they want RFK out. They are deathly afraid this guy is going to cost Joe Biden the presidency. And the backup plan, if RFK stays in, is to flip the House of Representatives and get them to pick the next president. That's basically what I was getting at in a nutshell. But folks, they are definitely planning for some more voter fraud in the mail. That is not a mystery. None of you here are surprised. I know a lot of you in the chat are like, color me surprised. Democrats want to cheat. That is the purpose of mail-in voting for them. That has always been the purpose of mail-in voting. And for the liberal lunatics watching this, I am just going to cite again the New York Times, your favorite rag, the old gray lady, a 2012 article by Adam Liptak, where he clearly cited that rejection rates and fraud rates for mail-in votes are higher than rates for people who show up in person voting. That's their article. That's not mine. Don't bullshit your listeners or your readers. You wrote the article, not me. So you clearly know mail-in voting has problems. However, the mail-in voting process in a number of states has been cleaned up, and we still have to go vote and win this thing. I like Donald Trump's expression, too big to rig. Folks, listen, don't tell me we can't win. I get it. They're going to cheat. I get it. I love you. Point stipulated. They always cheat. However, they've cheated a lot and we've won a lot. We won in 2016. I think we won in 2020, but think about it. Even with the scams in 2020, it was still razor thin. Too big to rig. You got to get out and vote. This, I'm a little skeptical of organized party movements to stop voter fraud because they've never traditionally worked. But again, folks, politicians are tools. I want you to listen to this. Maria Bartiromo, I love to death. Maria Bartiromo, trust me, I worked at Fox, totally gets it. If you know what I mean? She's absolutely like one of us. Bartiromo gets it. She knows there's going to be mass cheating. Here's where the cheating's going to hurt us the most in the presidential race. In local races, it hurts everywhere. Just for the presidential race, you got me? Big cities in swing states. Voter fraud is always a horrible thing, period. Stop. Everybody got me? So don't take my words out of context. It's always bad. Always bad. But ladies and gentlemen, voter fraud in San Francisco, where there's not a single Republican around, is not as destructive as voter fraud, although all bad, as Philadelphia. Why? Because Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania, which is a swing state. California's not. I know you're like, I get it. But apparently the Republican Party's gotten hip to this and has picked seven cities in swing states and is trying to focus on a voter fraud initiative. I want you to listen to Roger Marshall with Maria Bartiromo. Let's hope they're right about this, that they're going to watch this stuff. Check this out.
Election interference, are you comfortable that you're going to see a transparent and fair election in November? Because, look, all we keep hearing is these efforts to either pay people to go engage and get more Democrat voters. You've got people at the border trying to get people to become Democrat voters. You've got AG Merrick Garland vowing to fight voter ID laws.
Well, look, if we don't, then it's going to lie in the back of Republicans. We have the Republican National Republican Committee out there, Laura Trump, saying that they've got a system ready to go. I know back home and across the nation, I've talked to multiple Republican committees, and they have a system that they're trying to get in place where we can actually follow those ballots from beginning to end, make sure they're legal. So certainly there's an effort, and we know there's basically seven or eight very key cities that we need to have an increased presence. I think we will be there large and in charge, trying to make sure that they're is a legal process.
Again, folks, if you're like, oh, Dan, you trust these? I don't trust anyone. How many times I got to tell you, politicians are what? Tools. That's it. They're tools for us. If Marshall's telling the truth and the Republican Party, and by the way, Laura Trump is over there now, so you can expect it. I know Laura well. Laura is absolutely no bullshit. She is the real deal. I have no dog in that fight. Laura Trump is not effing around over there. If they are going to do a serious ballot chasing, ballot security initiative in big cities, good. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. However, they better follow through. And folks, we can expect the lawfare to get even worse. Again, this is an edutainment show, educational entertainment, right? However, some clips I'll just broadcast sometimes because they're just funny. Remember when the judge up in New York hilariously wrote in a brief that Engoron people out of New York, remember Engoron saying Mar-a-Lago's worth $18 million? Or remember, you remember that? And well, Tony, you're a Florida guy. Do you think Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach on the water is worth $18 million? Tony says a little bit more. He's like, I don't know, 18.2, 18.3. Now, if you live down here in the region, Tony's laughing because Tony's trying to rent a place down here. He's like, Dan, I'm pretty sure I'm familiar with the real estate market. It ain't no 18 million. But remember all the left-wing media outlets like, oh, the Judge Engoron, he's so great. $18 million from Mar-a-Lago. You know what I love when a story comes together? I love it when CNN outs their own bullshit on their own network and they don't even realize they outed their own bullshit. Watch this segment where they talk about the value of Mar-a-Lago that the lefty said was like 18 million, but they put a different number on it now. So weird. It's almost like they were lying. Check this out.
You need at least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions. And I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
And that would be literally, if you're talking about doing that between now and Monday, that's picking up the phone, calling someone, and then literally writing a check.
Yeah. I mean, there could be plenty of international people who want to buy that property. I mean, there's properties that are priced at 150 and 200 million that are nearby that. And Palm Beach is like the NVIDIA, yeah, of real estate. It's just shot up like a rocket. And people do want to live there. They've moved there. So I think that would be the best case scenario as to proper if he's trying to sell quickly. I would encourage that.
So, all right. Now that's $240 million estimated. I mean, who knows? You know, he's a desperate seller. In this case, someone picks up the phone and makes that call this week. So I don't know what it'd be. That's still half right of what it would be.
I said to Tony, did I not, Tony? I go, look, they even have a graphic, 240 million. I thought it was 18 million. I thought it was a, and you still trust the media, just to be clear. You, to liberals out there watching, liberal dipshits, you still believe these guys? I just want to be clear. Like, you still think they're telling you the truth? It were $18 million. If Trump sold now, about 240 million. I think, I thought Judge Engoron said 18.
The communist AG in New York, of course, is moving to seize Trump's properties. Westchester Golf Course, you see in this post-millennial piece. Folks, again, these people are ruthless. I need you to understand this. It's a Friday. I need you to go into the weekend understanding that the time for cutesy time bullshit is over. It is over. It's not time to be immoral or unethical because we answer to a higher power. But the time for sandbox politics is done. It is time to be absolutely ruthless in your politics. No more, oh, this guy's a friend. We love him. There's no friends anymore. You want a friend? Get a freaking dog. Go get a puppy and call him Fido. This is time to win. And that bullshit Ken Buck is pulling and these Republicans, they are playing ruthless politics with these exact same idiots. It is Friday, so I want to play a little. This is how you deal with the left now. You know, Congresswoman Michael Waltz from Florida, I don't agree with him on a lot of foreign policy stuff, but again, there are tools. He was at the hearing the other day, and Eric Swalwell had chimed. You know Eric Swalwell? Fang Fang's boyfriend? You know him, right, folks? By the way, Producer Jim, if you go to at JJ Verde on Twitter, do it today. Producer Jim is running a bracket, the dumbest member of Congress. AOC's running away with it, but you got to vote. You got to vote. He had Eric Swalwell at a number one seat. Eric Swalwell, who is suspected of having a relationship with a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, actually had the balls to talk about China. Tony, China penetrating America. Michael Waltz had something to say about this and job, Congressman. Congressman, politicians are tools. You were a good hammer for us here. Listen to this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I find it incredibly rich. Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about.
It's Friday, so I'm going to leave you with some good stuff. Tony, jump to the John Kennedy video. Okay, I want to show you this one too. Again, politicians are tools, okay? But when they're good tools and good hammers, it's a gavel, but let's pretend for a minute. When they're good hammers, we use them. Here's another John Kennedy gem. So they do this House hearing on like global warming or some other lefty bullshit conspiracy theory. And they bring up this guy. I don't know what he is, like some cross-country skier or something. The left does. So John Kennedy's like, you know, I kind of do my homework on some of you guys. This guy, they brought this guy up. He knows nothing about global warming or whatever lefty conspiracy theory is at all. Watch John Kennedy. If you haven't seen this, this is really good. You don't have to agree with them all the time. They're tools, but he was a good hammer here. Check this out.
I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing.
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I'm not, I don't have a
you don't
answer
know?
For that. No.
Okay. You just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that.
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So
right, but it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think okay. I would. Like
if
to
we spent if we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, would you advocate? How much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't know?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those temperatures stop rising and maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Ruthless. 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 You want to play nice? You want to go into Sandbox? Put on a couple Dora the Explorer episodes? Maybe watch Mr. Rogers? You go right ahead. This ain't that show. Ruthless. You want to go out and advocate for carbon neutrality and spending $65 trillion and bankrupting the world? You better show up to Congress with some answers, man, and not some bullshit. You want to retire Ken Buck early and resign from Congress? And we're going to expose you. And I'm going to ask a question at the end of the show I asked right in the beginning. Are you involved in a bigger scandal here? What's going on? Why would you leave early? And why are three others want to leave early? You trying to tip the House over to Democrats right before the election so they can pick the president? I'm just asking because the evidence is everywhere. Folks, thanks again for another great week. I so appreciate it. Please download the Rumble app. It is free, of course. Watch the show on Rumble every day at 11 a.m. Sorry I wasn't in the chat early today. Dealing with a lot of stuff. No big deal. Nothing major. Love the audience. Big audience on a Friday. Every day, 11 a.m. Eastern time, rumble.com/Bongino or the Rumble app. And please follow us on Apple and Spotify. We had a huge jump on Spotify this week. It's all free to do it. We really appreciate it. See you back here on Monday and in the radio show in a little bit. See you then.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.